one spot to another, but they work the local ones. If this isn't approved, I'll be pleased. If it is approved by you folks, I'll be satisfied knowing that you've ensured that they met the requirements set forth to Taney County, and it'll be run properly. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else in that row coming up? Anyone next row up?
Hi, I'm Jeff Mitten. I run a horse ranch off Arnold Road. My only concern is what I would call quiet enjoyment. Many, many years ago, I had a real estate license, and it was told to me when we bought a piece of property, you get a bundle of rights. You got right to occupy and mineral rights and water rights and so on. One of those is quiet enjoyment. With this proposal, the way it is and the way it's been modified for today, I have no real objection. But my concern would be if this spills over and turns into something that's going on after dark, making a lot of noise, what would our recourse then be? And that would be the question I'd have and for us to consider and think about.
Thank you. Are you wanting to speak?
Yes.
Come on up.
Dr. Wonder, I live on Arnold Road. My wife brought up a fairly major concern. We've been talking about safety. Is there a smoking policy? Because from that side of the room, I smelled a great deal of tobacco. These are open vehicles. If you're smoking and you toss it out, that's a huge fire risk in this area. And that would be a concern of mine also.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else on that row signed up? How about here in the back? Do we have anybody in far back signed up? Anyone on this side? Opposed? Mr. Ingram?
I have had about enough here to prepare the body. I'm just going to pass them down. This is basically the chart that Tim Davis had. And my name's Don Ingram. I live at 218 Lakeland Avenue in Hollister. I assume that probably who Scott spoke with is Travis Elliott. I know Travis, have a lot of respect for him and his legal abilities. My only concern is I don't see an opinion letter that anybody has given you from Travis that says that this is an allowable use within that and that Section 29 does not apply. I think if you look at the tables that I gave you over on the second page, you have certain permitted uses, you have certain conditional uses. If you go over to, there are two things with regard to motorized vehicle tracks, public. So on page, down at the bottom right-hand corner, page 65. Then on page 66, it's got motorized vehicle tracks, private. It's still our position that those fall within that, and this is not outside that. Now, over on the recreational uses, that's still a conditional use, and this, I don't care what you say, if it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, it's probably a duck. And this is not really any big change from what's been presented in the past up to this point that this board has turned down two times. I was here at the December meeting. I had to miss the February meeting, and I'm here now. I think a couple of people have mentioned the road out there. I think at the December meeting, I also mentioned the road and the traffic and the narrowness of the road. The people that live out there, it's going to impact their lives. It's going to be noisy. It's going to be dusty. I would say also that probably this is going to impact some of the nearby golf courses and stuff in terms of noise, pollution, and everything is concerned. I don't think this is an appropriate place to have that. I think this is not something that they're entitled to have. It's a conditional use. I think this is something that the commission could either approve or disapprove, and it's my request that you disapprove this for the reasons that I've set out as well as the reasons that I've mentioned last time. I'll bring up one other issue. I did a little the thing that has been not brought up tonight, but has been brought up previously, is how strong financially Jeff Love is, and he's the principal behind this. And my suggestion to you folks, before you approve anything, you might want to take a hard look at his situation, because I have, and it's not what it's been represented to be. Thank you. Oh, one other thing. If you do approve something out there, I would certainly have a very high performance bond and make sure it's a good bond to make sure that the work gets completed like it's supposed to. Thank you.
Thank you. Applicant, want to come back up?
This whole process has been quite educational, gentlemen. Never done anything like this before. I'm learning a lot. And I do care about people, and I care about a community. And our intention is to be a genuine neighbor inside this area. Does it change what we want to do? No. We want to do what people have been doing out here for the last 30 or 40 years. I wanted to address a couple of things, and I wanted to let Jason here, who owns his own track and owns a gun shooting business. He also helped.
That's why we're not going to have a gun range out here.
Right? a couple of things very quickly. Don't want to drag this on any longer. It needs to be. But we've been waiting a while to be able to do this. And there's a couple of really good points that a couple people made here, and I would like to just address it as far as health goes. Do you guys remember? I mean, I'm sure that some of you have gone out with your kids or grandkids out on a UTV or a Jeep and have gone off-roading or gone outside. Nowadays, trying to get kids away from a video game or out away from the crowd they're not supposed to be around, this is a perfect environment, a way to get kids outside and learning how to get out in God's country and find out what they can do out in nature. It's a beautiful way to do it. And there are studies that have been done. You know, one from York showed that this will preserve the health of a community. And a short study from York disclosed that riding outside can bring a sporty attitude for driving, which can increase riders' oxygen intake 3 to 6 times your normal resting level, which increases a 600% oxygen intake, which counts as a physical exercise and strengthens the heart and muscles and helps with mental clarity. So, I mean, things that other people were saying, these are all things that we're supposed to be doing, and we're for it. As far as JJ goes, so we're supposed to go by what the state says. We have the MoDOT governed, sanctioned, and approved area, and it's been set up by Randy. Randy, the MoDOT representative who came out and did it, he certified it. We've got permission. They own an acre of our property on JJ, so that clearance in that opening is wide enough right into 7 acres. I mean, 7 acres is a lot, which means people have more space to be there than on JJ. And that's the whole purpose. We widen that entrance, have that line of sight, have the egress and the degress there, so that's there for it. Apart from the state law, I can't do anything beyond that. I can do everything that I can do to have safety on that road, on that turn, and into our park. And that's been done. The other thing I'd say is, this gentleman right here has been doing this for 25 years, which is why he's here. Okay? And I want him to address a couple of concerns that were shared as far as how to maintain trails and how to do it daily. He has 2 businesses that he owns and operates, and that's why we have him here, doing what he's been doing. Okay? The last thing I would say is Jeff Love owns a private equity firm. I've known him since my early 20s, and he owns multiple businesses. Apart from this business right here, we've already opened Total Point. There's another one going on the west side of Branson. There's another one going right across the street from Holiday Hills Resort. Also a Beefaroo, which is kind of like a glorified Arby's. and then also a Penguin Point. So there's about 11 different locations of three different businesses coming here beyond Texplex. As far as financial security goes, there's nobody else in this room that I know that has such a financial security, which is why we're here doing this. Okay, and that's why I'd be a part of it. If I didn't feel secure in this, number one, if I have a 9-year-old and I have a 6-year-old, I have a little girl named Danny and a little boy named Joshy. If I did not feel comfortable bringing them out there to that trail, okay, I would not be selling this for someone else to do. The first time I went out there, I did not ride. I grew up doing little dirt bikes, but I never did a UTV. First time I went out there was after he finished designing this thing, okay? And it wasn't tuned up, but it was pretty much laid out. I went out there with someone else that was a novice. And I'm thinking, okay, would a pregnant lady with her kid do this? I drove up one of the hills, and I was like, I'd never done it before, okay? This is my first time doing it. And I was like, Jason, I got a concern. Now, why am I telling you this? Because this has been designed where you have family friendly, and you can go from a level 3 to a level 10. You can go at your own enjoyment, and that's what people want. Because after they've done a trail a couple times, and it is a trail. I know some of you came out and got to see it. It's a trail. Apart from that, I wanted you to be able to address a couple things, Jason, really quickly.
He pretty much addressed them all. But I will say that, like he said, I've been doing this for 25 years, and we have our own equipment, and we have the ability to maintain. We won't do it every day. That's next to impossible. But it gets done every week. We won't be doing any jackhammering. We won't be doing any dynamite. We actually, I hate the idea that you guys would judge our capabilities on someone else's failures. So we know what we're doing. You guys have to give us the opportunity to get people out there, do it, come out yourselves, check it out. That's all you have to do. But yeah, we have an idea of what we're doing. It is right. It is safe. And we do have safety lanes, like he was saying, for families, people who are too afraid to go up any of the steeper hills. So that's about the only thing that I can add to what he's already said. Now that's. Oh, one more thing. Yeah, any vehicles that they're seeing driving up and down the road, that's their neighbors. That's not us. None of the people who have come out to our park have left our park. So nobody's driving up and down the roads, unless it's me, literally. But that's about it. Yeah. So they're seeing and hearing their own neighbors, not us.
So are there any questions for the applicants after this evening directly? We're on round 3, so I think it's...
Oh, that's the other thing I wanted to say. We didn't get turned down the first 2 times. We got a little education the first 2 times we came in here.
Postponed.
But, yeah, everything was postponed, either by us or by you guys the second time. So, yeah, it was... And it was smart. We've learned a lot about doing this. Not that this is what we're going to do for a living, thank God. But I think we've got all of our ducks in order here, and we do have a good plan for what the future is going to bring.
Any questions for the applicant? You guys have already had time to speak.
In light of the comments that you made with your permission, I haven't used my whole 4 minutes. I'd like to present something.
Sir, you had up to 4 minutes.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. George?
You're going to have a designated smoking area, or are you going to allow smoking on the ridge while they're on the retreat?
Wow.
Well, I said allow it. I don't know if you can enforce it or not.
Yeah, that's... You know what? We would have we'd probably have some type of a fire restriction when it's appropriate and mandated by the state. If there's a fire ban, obviously we would enforce that as well.
Will you have signage that says no smoking on the trails?
Absolutely, we can. Like you said, we're not going to be riding in the cars with people, so it'd be impossible to stop them. But hopefully, and as you've seen, some of the speakers tonight that come up here, they're pretty respectful people. And not everybody's...
Knucklehead.
Not knucklehead, yeah. And, you know...